the Word in the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation now reveals in you our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a beautiful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus.
That's a beautiful song, isn't it? The name of Jesus is the name above every name. Well, good morning. Good to see you all here. A beautiful, beautiful day towards the end of October. And we thank the Lord for it. An exciting day as we're here also to celebrate with the Clute family and Noah's baptism. It's always a joyful time in the life of any congregation. So welcome, special welcome to the family that's here for Noah's baptism. Some other announcements, though, that I have to go over first before we go on with our service. Just a reminder, this Saturday evening is our men's event right here in the social hall, starting at 5 o'clock, and Justin Plooster is going to be our guest speaker this year. So if you haven't signed up there in the narthex, please do so. It just helps with the food preparation because there is supper involved with it. There's no charge. Just come and bring some friends with you, 5 o'clock this Saturday evening. Then next Sunday is our Mission Fest. So as the bulletin says, we'll have Tim Wendt here from Kingdom Boundaries Prison Aftercare in Sioux Falls, a ministry up there that is, right now, they just house men. They're wanting to build a new building and that they could have rooms for women too, or have one of the floors for women as they're coming out of prison and not just, there you go, see you later, and then they try to get things figured out on their own. Very difficult to do. So this is it's a great, great ministry. As you see, we have potluck dinner to follow, and there's some matching donations up to $5,000. Okay. One thing that's not in the bulletin board, that's what it's about, is the bulletin board. It's not in the bulletin. There's a sign-up sheet out in the narthex on the information cabinet. We need people starting in November, month by month, that would be willing to do the bulletin board in the social hall. So if you can do that, would like to, we'd sure appreciate it. Sign your name up there. Christmas Eve, I know you might not want to hear about that already, but we have to get started planning the program. If you have children, everyone's in it, so we need to know if you are not going to be here Christmas Eve for the program, because they're putting all the parts together now. So please talk to Emily Guthmiller or Alicia Gramko, or you can call the church office if you know that you're not going to be here for Christmas Eve. There are sign-up sheets in the social hall for the soup kitchen, which is always the first Saturday in December that the women of the church do. So take a look at that. There's times to work on that Saturday. There's things that need to be brought, from pies to coffee to lots of other things. So take a look at that. The rest of the announcements I'll let you read as you have time. Let's bow our heads in prayer this morning, please. Heavenly Father, we love you and praise you. And as we've just sung such a beautiful chorus, what a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. A wonderful name, a powerful name, the most powerful name. For your word tells us that the name of Jesus is above every name. And as your word says, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, to the glory of God the Father. So we're gathered here, Lord, because we love you with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength. And we bow our knees before you in reverence and honor. Jesus, as you as our, to you, our King and our Lord and our Savior. Father, we ask as always for you to manifest your power and your glory here in our midst today. A special day with Noah's baptism. Much excitement over that. And Lord, we ask that you move among us. Touch lives. You know us all by name. You know the very number of hairs upon our head. You know if there's things we're struggling with, if we need a healing touch, if we need a touch emotionally, financially, spiritually, maybe in a relationship, maybe with our job, whatever it might be, you are aware of it all. And so thank you for moving among us by your Spirit and working in our hearts and lives as only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Our opening hymn is number 90 in the hymnal, number 90, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Let's stand together as we sing this, please. Number 90. Yes, such a beautiful hymn that we all know well as we sing our praises to God our Father. Well, take a moment, greet those around you, please, before you are seated. We'll have our sharing of joys and concerns here this morning. As I said earlier, certainly the joy of Noah's baptism today, and welcome to the family that's here to celebrate with them. Some other things that I have written down, Mary Lou Holf and Dennis, they come over from Trip. They're not here today, but usually they are. She called last night with just asked me to share a praise report. They had, as many of you did, buildings damaged in that derecho back in May, and one of the barns that needed to come down, and the big concern was, how is this going to happen? Well, they had help from the Amish yesterday, and they got it down. So she was very thrilled and just wanted me to share that today. Continued praying with them. Also, Marilee Houck is a new great-grandma. As of what day was it? The 19th, yeah. Her granddaughter, Mackenzie, her husband is Jake. He's in the Army full-time. They are in Florida right now, though. Had a little baby girl named Vera, right? So congratulations. Also, continued prayers for Darlene Gehring. She's recovering from that gallbladder surgery she had last week, Saturday, coming along little by little. A little better each day. Jill Mettler, Jeff and Lyndon Nuss's daughter came through her surgery well, related to cancer, the endometrial cancer, and they feel that there was no other cancer. Lymph nodes. Yeah, praise the Lord for that. Okay. It's looking good. Yeah, it seems that they did not find anything in the lymph nodes around that area. So we thank the Lord for that, and we pray for her continued healing. We had a wedding here yesterday afternoon. Kennedy Schatz, and they're from Tripp also, Jordan Gregerson. So big congratulations to them. It was a beautiful day for their wedding, that's for sure. Also, Kelsey Clark, which Kelsey Walter, Giant Melanie's daughter Kelsey, but her husband Hayden, she had a little baby girl on the 21st. Is that right? That was yesterday? Friday. Today's the 23rd, isn't it? Her name is Palmer Jean Clark. So 6 pounds, 13 ounces, 19.5 inches. So a little girl, okay? I flubbed up right off the bat. When I got the text with the name, I said, what a beautiful little boy, because I'm thinking Palmer Foss, you know? She said, she's a girl, and Palmer can be either. So they live out at Wall, South Dakota. Okay, anything else? Over here, let's see. First, Annabeth. This last Friday was Alan Dyke's birthday. Happy birthday to you. Yes, Carrie? Okay. Oh, cool. Okay. Paige Dyke graduated recently from her cosmetology school in Sioux Falls. She's now working near Larchwood, Iowa, there in the casino in the spa. So how about that? It's neat. Yes, is that Savannah? Sienna? Okay. Who did? Hadley Van Zyl turned 7 yesterday. Happy. And Sydney Summerside turns 10 on Thursday. Happy birthday to both of you girls. That's exciting. Okay, over here. Yes, Linda. Yeah, Brittany and Levi have a wedding anniversary. What day is it coming? 25th of October, and that was an outdoor wedding. And it was a beautiful day, and the next day was, if I remember right. Yeah, happy anniversary. Thanks, Linda. Yes, Marilee. Okay, prayers for Don and Joanne Frosch. A lot of you know them. Joanne and Milo were brother and sister. They've lived in Mission Hill. They're moving out to Rapid City this week to be close to their daughter out there. So, big adjustment. Don is 90 or 90. He will be 90, yeah. So, yes, Laura. Mrs. Huber turned 40 on yesterday, yep. Happy birthday, Katie. You get that 2 Sundays in a row, don't you? Yeah. Thank you, Laura. Anybody else? Oh, Kaylee. Liam McCoy will be 5 on Thursday. Happy birthday to Liam. All right. Yes. Okay. Prayers for Sharon Houck. That's Verlin's wife. She's in the hospital in Yankton. Was admitted yesterday. Okay. All right. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for this time, just the family time of sharing our joys and our concerns, and we pray for Sharon Houck here, first of all, in the hospital in Yankton. Lord, we just lift her up to you. You know the details of the situation. And we ask for your healing touch throughout her body. We pray for Don and Joanne Frosch this week as they move out to the Black Hills. Not an easy move, not an easy transition, but we just ask for your peace upon them and within them, and we pray that it all goes well, and that as they get settled in by their daughter, that they will be comfortable there. We thank you for all the birthdays that were mentioned, many of them blessing these individuals for whatever years that they are at, for anniversaries. Levi and Brittany coming up this week as well. And thank you for them and blessing them with Noah and Vincent and Harper. We thank you, Lord, for Mary Lou Hofe and Dennis, and as they're rejoicing and didn't know how they were going to get that barn taken care of, but you provided a way, and so we rejoice with them. Thank you for also Mary Lee, the new great-granddaughter Vera, to Jake and Kinsey. And as we pray for Mary Lee, we ask for continued healing through her back and strength as only you can give. We pray the same, Lord, for Darlene Gehring and Jill Mettler as they recover from these surgeries. And for many listed in our bulletin who are struggling with various things, several in cancer treatments, we lift them to you. Thank you for giving them strength through that journey that is before them. For Kennedy and Jordan Gregerson, now their wedding yesterday. Thank you for watching over them and giving them such a beautiful day and blessing them from this point forward. And Hayden and Kelsey Clark with a new little baby girl, Palmer. Thank you for the joy in that family. Lord, as we pray, we need rain, and you know that. We lift that to you, Father. So desperately is the need here, especially before winter and everything freezes up. We would ask for you to bring rain to this land. And as we ask for rain in the natural, we ask for your supernatural rain, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit of God that we desperately need throughout our nation. Heal our land, Father, we pray. Guide our leaders with the decisions they have to make. Regarding our troops, we're so thankful for all of them that serve full-time and or in the Guards here at home and in other countries around the world. Keep them safe, we pray. Lord, for the people of Ukraine, heavy on our hearts as we see what they're enduring and what they face and what they go through, Lord, we ask for help and we ask for your intervention, divine intervention in that situation and guidance to the countries around the world on what to do and what not to do. Father, you are sovereign over all, and you rule and you reign, and we know that. And all things are according to your timing. For you know when the end is. You know when Jesus is going to return. We don't, Lord. We just live every day ready as if it were today. So thank you for guiding our nation along the way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to read Psalm 127. For those visiting, we just have an offering box in back. It's what we've done. But Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5, tells us this. Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. Amen. We're going to sing the Lord's Prayer in place of the doxology today, so if you'd stand, please. Our Father, which art in heaven, on you, Father. We do worship you with our giving, with our offerings, as we bring here today the first fruits of all of our increase that you bless us with so incredibly. Lord, we give cheerfully, not reluctantly or out of compulsion. And Father, as we give, we sow seed into your kingdom. We thank you for the harvest of people here in this region and around the world coming to know you, Jesus, as their Lord and their Savior. So we ask for you to bless these gifts and multiply them for the work of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. And Father, we confess our faith now together through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the one holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. If the family wants to come for Noah's baptism, please. And the sponsors as well. You can stand over here on this side. All right, thanks for coming up. He's sound asleep so far. So most of you know Levi and Brittany. I'm assuming they live just about 8 miles down south out of town here, and Levi farms and raises cattle, and among other things, I'm sure. Brittany works in Yankton with her parents at Kevin Guthmiller Insurance Agency, right on Broadway there, across from Mexico Viejo. It's a good lunch run, right? Yeah. Vincent is in sixth grade, and he's in confirmation. Harper's in first grade, right? So, and then Richard, Levi's brother, one of the sponsors, and Lindsay Jensen, and I didn't get your husband's name. Jeremiah, yeah, sister-in-law and brother. So thank you for being the sponsors at Noah's baptism today. By the way, Noah means rest in the Bible. That's what his name means. So I want to read from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come unto me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." So he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. So I have the four questions that we went over, I gave to you, and you've answered these before with Vince and Harper. And so I'll ask you together, if so, answer we do with each question. Do you desire to have your child baptized today? Do you understand that through this sacrament of baptism that we are actually dedicating Noah unto the Lord? If so, answer we do. Will you instruct and encourage this child to renounce the powers of evil? And will you teach him the word of God so that he may be led to profess Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior? If so, answer, we do. Do you promise by the grace of God to be Christ's disciples, to follow in the way of our Savior, to resist oppression and evil, and to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best you are able? If so, answer, we do.
We do.
And last, do you promise, according to the grace given you, to grow with this child in the Christian faith, to help him to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, by celebrating Christ's presence, by furthering Christ's mission in all the world, and by offering the nurture of the Christian church so that he may affirm his baptism? If so, answer, we do. Thank you. For the congregation in your bulletin, in the insert of your bulletin, there is a response there. I'll read the first part, and you can, of course, read where it says congregation. The Bible instructs us to diligently teach God's word to our children. Do you who witness and celebrate this sacrament promise your love and care to this precious child about to be dedicated to the Lord through baptism as he grows in his knowledge of Christ? We promise. Thank you. And then Mark Guth Miller will have a pledge from our Christian Education Committee.
As a representative of the Christian Education Committee, we pledge to provide an environment within this local church where Noah can be taught the Word of God, where he can grow up spiritually, where he can begin to develop a personal and intimate relationship with God as his Heavenly Father and with Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. We would like to present Noah and his family with this baptism candle as a remembrance of a special day. We also have a little children's first Bible to give to Noah in hopes that his love for God's word will begin at an early age.
See, am I on? Oh, there we go. Okay. All right. It's out of my hand. Okay. I know. My hand's cold, isn't it? Yeah. The water's warm. Noah, Levi, Clute. You guys can come over here. As we are here to dedicate you unto the Lord through this sacrament of water baptism, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do worship you. We praise you for this beautiful gift, a little boy that you have blessed this family with, Noah Levi Clute. We lift him up to you, Lord, as his name means rest, and certainly we think much about Noah in the Bible, how you saved him from that generation, him and his family. So we thank you for Noah, Lord, for the plans that you have for his life as you know them already. Thank you for your peace within him and upon him, Lord. We pray that he would grow to love you and follow you and serve you all the days of his life. Thank you for strength and health to his being, that as he grows physically, every organ and tissue and muscle and cell and part in his body would grow according to your plan. We thank you for Levi and Brittany as parents, Vincent and Harper, that you guide them and protect them, that you keep them safe, Lord. We ask that you give your angels charge over them to guard and keep them in all of their ways. Give them wisdom as they bring their children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. We thank you for these things, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I'm going to bring him down, and we'll sing Jesus Loves You to Noah. Do you want to come with me? Yeah, you can. Okay. Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. You can come. Ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. The Bible tells me so. Thank you all for being up here. Amen. As his name says, he is resting. Didn't even flinch there. Thank you, Mark. The children, if you want to come for the Kingdom Kids time, please. We thank the Lord for our children. What a wonderful blessing they are.
Amen. They are. Thank you. Well, good morning, boys and girls. Good morning. Morning. A little sleepy today. Come on up. Go ahead and sit down. Anywhere. Sit down. Here you go. Wherever you want. Right there's a good spot. Might as well just sit down somewhere. Okay? Well, what do I have here today? A present or gift. We like presents. Do you like presents? What do you think could be in here? Go ahead, give me some choice ideas. Santa Claus? It's too small.
A Bible?
Nope.
Toys?
Not quite. A picture? Close. Not sure?
Camera?
Nope. Present for God. It's kind of this, a little bit close. Any other ideas?
Anything?
Well, there is something. Right. All right. Well, let's pull it out and see what it is. Oh, what is it? A mirror. Does that seem like a very good gift? Does it? Well, what do we see when we have our mirror? Make sure I get on the right thing. Who do you see? You. You see yourself? Yes. Yes. Who do you see? Yourself, right? You guys see yourselves? Everybody up there? Whoop. Yes. I have a mirror in my bag. Do you see? Can you see? How about there? Whoa. What about this side? That would be really, well, that's magnifying. Can you see? Did you all see?
No, not really.
All right, here. Come on, get your face in here. Here we go, Liam. You see? Okay, do you see yourself? Well, do you see yourself? Yeah. Well, when we look into the mirror, we see ourselves. And do you know that is a gift? You are a gift to us. We are a gift to each other. It says in Psalms 1, Pastor Mike already read this, Psalms 127, 3, children are a gift from the Lord. So that's why I put a mirror in the bag, because when you look at that, you see you, and you are a gift. And that's exciting. Did you know that you were a gift to your family, to your parents, to your relatives, to your church? You all are a gift, and we take care of gifts, don't we? We don't want to be mean to our gifts. We want to take care of them. And as we saw baby Noah get baptized and get dedicated to God, he is a gift. And we said as a church and as his parents and sponsors that we're going to help train him up to know Jesus, right? Can he do anything pretty much for himself now? Nothing. Can he pray? No. Can he read a Bible? He can't do anything, so he needs us. He needs us to pray for him and to read the Bible to him and to love him when he comes to church, because he's a gift. And each one of you are a gift too. And we thank God for you. Okay? So next time you look in the mirror, do you guys ever look in the mirror?
No.
At home? Never? Yeah, because you're a boy. That's why. Yeah, when you get older, you will. When you look in that mirror, you say to yourself, I'm a gift from God. Okay? And let's treat each other as gifts too. Let's pray. Father, we love you and we worship you. We're so grateful to be here today for all these boys and girls that you've given us as gifts to their family and to us as the church. Help us to love them and to teach them all about you. We pray these boys and girls themselves can go out there and tell others that they are a gift from you, and let their light shine to tell others about you, Jesus. And we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So what are you all? You're a gift. Don't forget.
Okay, lots of energy. We thank the Lord for that. Okay, let's bow our heads in prayer once more, please. Father, thank you. Thank you for the joy that children bring to us. In so many, many ways, for their excitement about you, their childlike faith, which we just read about, Jesus, that you said that we are to come to you in that same way, just taking you at your word, believing that what you said is true and acting upon it. And so, Lord, as we look in your word this morning, we know that it is true. We thank you for it. And I ask, Father, for all of us gathered here and to those who might listen later, online, that you would touch our hearts and speak to our lives and encourage us and challenge us as we live for you. And I ask, Father, that you would speak through me by your Spirit to those gathered here. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're at the last chapter of Romans, the very end of the chapter. Starting out, I'm just going to read the last three verses of the book of Romans, chapter 16, verse 25, 26, and 27. Excuse me, all of a sudden. Verse 25. Now to him who is able to establish you by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all nations might believe and obey him. To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen. So those that have been with us, you know, actually this is the sixth Sunday where we've been looking through the New Testament, finding these verses that say that exact phrase, God is able. And on your insert there on the bottom of the outline part of it, I have the first five listed because this will be the sixth one and this is where we'll stop this series. But God is able. How incredible is that, that he tells us that again and again through his word? Means he has the power to do it, and he's willing and wants to do it, these things in our lives. First, God is able to keep us from falling away from him. That was in Jude. Second, God is able to help us when we're tempted. He will not let any temptation overtake you, but will, with the temptation, provide the way of escape. Number three, God is able to guard what you've entrusted to him. What have you entrusted to him? Your life, your very life, right? Four, God's able to make all grace abound to you. Five, God is able to do immeasurably more than what you could ever ask or even imagine. All of those we worked through. You can listen to them online if you so desire. So today, there's another one. God is able. This is actually what we would call a doxology, these last five verses of the 16th chapter of Romans. And what is a doxology? We sing a doxology most every Sunday here. It's just a short hymn of praise to God. And that's what these verses are. Paul, the apostle by the Holy Spirit of God, is singing out a praise, writing a praise to God for certain things. Two main things, really, in this passage. Two main truths for which we should be praising God as our Father. And the first one is, if you're filling in your outline there, the gospel. The gospel is what establishes and strengthens us as believers, as God's children. I want you to listen to that verse 25 from the Amplified Bible. And I think you have it in your outline too. Now unto him who is able, say God is able. Thank you. All right. Now unto him who is able to establish and strengthen you in the faith, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. This is how he's going to do it, through the gospel, the word of God. He can establish you and strengthen you. So let me just say this. Maybe if you're here today and you have, and I know there are some here today, there's probably some I don't know, that maybe you have just been struggling and just going through hard times that don't seem to let up, one thing after another. Let the Holy Spirit strengthen you today. How is he going to do that? Could be through the preaching of the word, the part of the service we are in right now. Maybe it was through a song, a chorus we sang, or joyful, joyful, we adore thee, or the ending hymn. Maybe it was through a prayer that was prayed. Maybe it's going to be through a hug after church. Maybe he's just going to overwhelm you with his amazing, wonderful presence, which he can do that. I mean, God's presence is so incredible as he works in our lives. It can be, and we react to his presence. He's always with us, yeah. I'm talking about a greater manifestation of his presence, as we see throughout Scripture. Sometimes it might just be like, whew, that just gave me goosebumps, you might say. Sometimes it might just be tears coming down. Sometimes you're just overwhelmed with his goodness. He does that because he's able to do that. And he wants to do those things in our lives. Now unto him who is able to establish you and strengthen you in the faith according to the gospel, Paul says. So God is powerful enough, he's wise enough, he's mighty enough to do all of that in us. He wants us to be established. We saw that in one of these other scriptures of God is able. He wants us to be established and rooted in Him. I talked about trees. I guess that was just last Sunday. Trees, they have to get established, don't they? Those roots have to go down deep in the ground, in the soil. And that takes time. That can take years of time. But when they are established, I mean, they can withstand, as we know, a lot. Maybe not a derecho. That took down a lot of trees. But they can withstand a lot of storms. And as we all know, we get the wind here. To be established, it means to be set steadfastly in an immovable position. That's how God wants us to be in Christ. It means to have our feet planted and rooted on Christ, the solid rock we stand, right? We could think of the football team, the front line, those guys. You're planted. At least that's what your coach tells you. You get planted a dog boo. You better not let that guy knock you back, right? You better be pushing him back, however it goes. Established and strengthened means that we are settled in Him no matter what's going on around us. And as we all know, in the world in which we are living right now, things are very unsettled. Not just in our nation, but around the world. They are. It is an unsettled time in which we are living. We think of Ukraine, as we prayed for this morning. And, you know, watching some of that on the news, it's terrible. We pray. China with Taiwan. Taiwan, I saw a segment on the news recently. They're encouraged by what the Ukrainians are doing. Standing their ground, right? In our own country, politically, financially, morally, things are just crazy. And Paul's saying this to the Roman church, and they lived in a tough time too, worse than what we're in by far. They were put to death for their faith regularly in the Roman Empire. He's telling them God is able to establish you and strengthen you in your walk of faith. Now, I'm going to go back to verse 17, of this last chapter. I didn't start there, but I want to read that to you now. Listen to this. He's saying, I urge you, brothers, that's believers, so brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and those who put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. They had it then. We have it now in a plentiful way. We have those things. Ones that want to bring division, ones that want to bring obstacles contrary to the Word of God, twisting the truth of God's Word. What does he say? Keep away from them, for such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. What's their own appetite? The lust of the flesh. So much of what we see in our nation, and it's around the world too, that is going blatantly against God's word is just the fulfillment of a lust of the flesh. And it's like a free-for-all. And it troubles us all. It does. Everyone has heard about your obedience, Paul's saying to this church, these believers. So I'm full of joy over you. But I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. Listen to another translation of just that one phrase. I want you to see clearly what is right and to stay innocent of any wrong. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Well, at the cross, Jesus did that, we know. The fulfillment of that is going to come at the second coming of Jesus Christ, which could be any day, any hour, any moment. We got to be ready. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Amen. Satan is a deceiver. He's a deceiver of the brethren. The scripture talks about it clearly, even biblically. And you know, we've talked about this many times before. It's a sad point when in our nation you have seminaries that are supposed to be training young people for the ministry, that certain ones are denying even the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Certain ones are denying the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. Certain ones are denying the deity of Jesus Christ, and on it goes. So as he said, watch out, Paul said, watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that go against the teaching of God's word. That's in the context of you've got to be strengthened and established by the Spirit of God because he's able to do that in our lives, and he wants to. But guess what? We got to cooperate with him. We have to work with him in that. If he's going to strengthen us, we can't be going straight against his word because that's not how it works. As best as we are able, we cooperate with him and his word, and then he's able to do his mighty work within us. He says there, to him who's able to establish and strengthen you in the faith according to my gospel. So do you think Paul was trying to just be possessive there? Hey, this is my gospel, I'm just telling you. No, that's not what he was saying. He was saying, the gospel that I preached, that he received by direct revelation from God himself and recorded it in all the epistles that we have. It is the word that works effectively in us. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 tells us that as he's writing to a different church. Listen to this. I love this verse. He says, we also thank God continually because when you, the Thessalonians, received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it is the word of God, which is effectively at work in you who believe. Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. And many verses that tell us that. How is he able to establish us, strengthen us? By the preaching of the gospel. And he goes on back in verse 25, the preaching of Jesus Christ. And so we do. That's why we have this time. We take this time in our service. This is absolutely important. The proclaiming of God's word. Number one, Paul said to the Corinthians about three different times. 1 Corinthians 1, he said, we preach Christ crucified. That's our message. He goes on to say, yeah, he's a stumbling block to the Jews, foolishness to the Gentiles. Gentiles would be us. And yeah, and so today, people take offense at the name of Jesus. They do. Public places, people take offense. Oh, don't say the name of Jesus in your prayer. Don't do this. Don't do that. Because the devil hates the name of Jesus Christ. His name is above every name. And Satan and his demons tremble at that name, the scriptures tell us. Paul didn't care. He said, we preach Christ crucified. 1 Corinthians 2:2. He says, I decided, this is New Living Translation, I decided to concentrate only on Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. That's what he preached. 2 Corinthians 4:5. He says again, for we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. That's how we're strengthened. That's how we're established in Christ alone, in his word and the truth of it. So the second part of that, so we praise God for his gospel. Secondly, the gospel, we praise him because it was through his gospel that the mystery was revealed. The mystery of what? The mystery of our salvation through Jesus that comes to us. Do you know where the very first proclamation in Scripture of the Messiah coming is found? Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. First time. Oh, is Jesus mentioned there? Not by name, but it's him. I'm going to show you. So some of you know this very well, but you need to know this. Already in Genesis 3, because, let's see, let me back up to the 26th verse of Romans 16, going on. It says, according to the revelation of the mystery, hidden for long ages past. When was it hidden? All through the Old Testament. I think it's in 1 Peter, says they searched the scriptures, the Old Testament scriptures, longing to know the time of his appearance, meaning the Messiah, right? Hidden from long ages past, but now is revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God. Now, of course, we live after it all. We're blessed to live when we live. We know Jesus. We know it. But Genesis 3:15, this is right after the sin in the Garden of Eden by Adam and Eve. God pronounces judgment on Adam, on Eve, and then on the devil who came in the form of the serpent. We all know how that went, right? So listen to what he's saying to Satan. I will put enmity, that's this, enmity between you, he's talking to the devil, and the woman, he's going all the way ahead to the Virgin Mary, 4,000 years ahead, as a matter of fact. I'm going to put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring. Well, who's the devil's offspring? All the demonic forces, the fallen angels, the demons. Between your offspring and hers, her offspring is our Lord Jesus Christ, right? He, capital H, he, Jesus, is going to crush your head. And that was at the cross. And you, Satan, you're going to bruise his heel. And that was at the cross where that happened. And then he goes on. So all of that, that's the first promise of the Messiah right there, hidden throughout the Old Testament, revealed in the New Testament, as we see Jesus being born in Bethlehem, the season of Advent. We're almost there, just a month away, barely, now revealed. Revealed why? So that all nations might believe and obey him. That's why. Even that part of all nations, see, the Jewish people through the Old Testament thought, most of them, thought, he's just coming for us. And that's, you know, I'm not faulting them on that. That was through them that Christ came, through that race of people. How beautiful is that? It's wonderful. But even with Abraham, the father of faith, already then in Genesis 12, God is giving glimpses to them. When he says this blessing to Abraham, I'm going to bless those who bless you. Whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples, right there, all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. How's that? Because Jesus came through the lineage of Abraham. But so back to Romans 16. So all nations might believe and obey him. At this time, we know Rome was the world power. Politically, religiously, economically, they were the center of the known world at that time. And they had roadways across the known world at that time. Why? God's plan for the why was so the gospel could be spread. There were roads to travel. That's one of the things he did through the Roman Empire, so they could get around that way. And who gets the glory? Verse 27, last verse. To the only wise God be glory forever and ever through Jesus Christ. Amen. So we praise God for all these things. If that part in the bottom of the outline, maybe cut it out or put it somewhere. For all of those things, you can praise God for that. When you're going through a tough time, maybe, like I said with that, when... got to see if I can come with the verse off the cuff here. God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to endure. But with the temptation, he provides the way of escape, right? I said, that's where people get that saying, oh, God won't give you more than you can handle. That's in the Bible, right, Pastor Mike? I always say, well, I mean, that verse isn't in the Bible, but this is where the concept comes from. The verse I just quoted, he won't. So if you're struggling, thinking, I can't, God, I can't, then you have to go to these and say, Lord, and take the verse, look up the verse, pray it back to him. God, I thank you because you are able. You are able to help me when I'm being tempted. And I'm telling you, Lord, the temptation is coming pretty hard right now and pretty strong. And I don't know if I can stand up, but you said you're able. So here I am. Give me strength to walk through this without caving or whatever it might be. Take these truths, use them in your lives. Write out the verses on index card or on your phone or wherever you might have them. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you that you are well able to do immeasurably beyond what we could even ask or imagine. You said in your word, according to your power that is at work within us. We thank you for that. And we make ourselves available to you wherever we're at, our jobs, driving here and there, across this country in our vehicles, in our semi-trucks, or whatever it might be, Lord. There's many people out there who need to know about you. So speak through us, we ask. Work through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we stand, and our last hymn is Standing on the Promises, number 410. We'll stand as we sing. It'll be verses 1, 2, 4, and 5 out of that hymn. Yes, we are. Now unto him, please receive the benediction. Unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And we will sing, as always, a prayer for our nation. God bless America. God bless America, and I love. be seated. Thank you, Jennifer, for the beautiful music. Next Sunday, the Cherub Choir sings. Parents, remember that with your little ones.